And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. We're going to have a lot of fun today. I hope you can stick around for the entire show. I find today's topic extremely interesting, so we'll dig into that. I think you'll enjoy it, but I want to say the decisions you make today will not only dictate what your tomorrow will be, those decisions will dictate your ability to navigate tomorrow, to navigate the day after and the day after that. Essentially, your ability to overcome any sort of chaos that may be thrown your way or any sort of obstacles, but also your ability to succeed and grow. The decisions you're making now are going to determine that. And I've got some examples later in the show. I often speak how a well-balanced life is an equal representation of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, and how each one of those quotients plays a different role, and often many of them depend on one another. For instance, without happiness, nothing else really matters, does it, right? You could be as healthy and as wealthy and as you want, but if you're not happy, really, it's not a good place to be. If we're sick or suffer some horrible ailment, or if we're ill, or God forbid, some addiction, there will be no peace. Love? Well, in love, I put both passion and desire. I love my wife. I love my kids. I have a massive passion for real estate investing. Bad health? And you may lose or never achieve peace, love, joy, or happiness. And I say all of that to say this, which leads me to wealth. Wealth is the fuel. Wealth can buy time. Time allows for education. Time allows for focus. Time allows for concentration. Time allows you the ability to pursue, maintain, and improve peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. Yes, you have to maintain it, and time gives you that. We talk on this show all the time about buying your time back, right? That's what wealth does. One real estate cash flowing asset, one little chunk buys a little bit of time, and time's the one thing we can't go back and get. We can't grab it, but we can buy it. We can buy future time, right? We can buy future time to do what we want, when we want, where we want, with whomever we want, on our terms. And that may indeed be pursuing, maintaining, and improving peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. But those decisions are made today, determined tomorrow. This show is about creating wealth and building wealth. I want you to concentrate on building wealth so that you can indeed buy your time back, so that you can concentrate on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. What's the easiest way to do that? Well, I'm just a guy who happened to find real estate investing after 20 years of doing everything I was told to do on a high level. And I'll tell you this, the easiest way to create wealth, no doubt, is real estate investment. And I know you're expecting me to say that. That's why you're listening to this show. But just a simple fun fact, and I'm not done yet, but I took 20 years and I built and I saved, and what they told me was investing. Anyway, you're saving in a 401k, in an IRA, you're paying your house down. So do that for 20 plus years. Discover real estate investing, discover Lifestyles Unlimited, become more effective at real estate investing. 12 years, I did a 4X, four times what took me 20 years, 20 plus years. The good news? Real estate investment is easy. We can teach you that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're an educational and mentoring group. We have members all over the United States. We've been doing this for over 30 years. The better news, every year as a real estate investor is better than the previous. The better news, your wealth grows faster once you establish a solid real estate investment portfolio. The best news yet, a cash flowing real estate portfolio is more than just a wealth growing vehicle. This is important. I want you to remember there's three things that cash flowing real estate indeed is. One, it is a store of value. Real estate is a store of value. Second, it's a hedge against inflation. And the third thing I want you to remember, by constant growth, by constant wealth growth, that becomes protection from change and uncertainty. And there's going to be massive, massive change over the next 40 years. And I like change because change means uncertainty, but ultimately change means opportunity. It's going to be chaos, some chaos in some areas more than others. But if you can understand that, what are we all trying to do here? We're trying to create wealth. We're trying to build cash flow. We're trying to add more real estate assets to our portfolio. But we're also working on that legacy side, right? We're teaching our kids. We're passing this on to our kids to carry it further. And some of you are young real estate investors. You're going to be knee deep in the middle of this, okay? But the case is that there's going to be more change than stability. And that's okay. Well, it's not going to be okay for a few people, right? There's some dark areas of this book, but it's fascinating. But you'll look back on 2010 to 2019 as the good old days. So when I add to this, I say the decisions you're making today are going to determine your tomorrow. And I have some examples, okay? Stay with me. I'm not just throwing this on the wall. I'm going to give you some great examples and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. But if I can help, and if Lifestyles Unlimited can help you with that wealth piece, right, and the peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, we agree that wealth is the fuel to the other quotients of that, right? Wealth helps you buy your time back, which allows you to graciously pursue peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. Wealth is essentially ammo. Wealth is the capability to navigate the turbulent waters of change, chaos, and uncertainty. And if this book is correct, those are definitely coming, right? They're definitely on the way. For instance, the last 75 years since the end of World War II, the world has, for the most part, lived in peaceful and amazing times. Okay, there's been some flash-ups here or there, but for the most part, the world has been peaceful, right? You can take a product anywhere on the planet, and you can ship it anywhere on the planet safely. Thank you, United States Navy. And because of that, certain areas and certain people and certain factories and in certain geographies have focused and become very, very specialized. Think about whatever part you're holding, right? If you're holding a mouse for your computer, think about all the little parts that go into that mouse. Were they all sourced at the same place? No, this part came from here. That part came from there. That part came from there. And the ability to even build that part came from another 50 to 100 different areas across the globe. So we now have the most minute specialized products ever. What else happened? Massive industrialization the world over, which caused extreme urbanizations, right? Farm to city in just a few decades. I think we did this in two or three generations in the United States, maybe four. Some countries did this in one. They did it. China basically went farm to city in 40 years. Life cycle expansion happened as a result in a very, very short amount of time. Extreme and overly complicated supply chains. Everyday products have thousands of different unique components of that supply chain. And what else? The population of Earth basically tripled. Why? Well, it's not because you think. It's not because of more children. It's because of lifespans. People are living longer. Lifespans increased dramatically. And because of essentially the safety of the world and the United States superpower and the United States Navy, old enemies with grudges that go back millennia, they've not only lived in peace, they've actually become trading partners. So the basis of this book is that is not normal. The last 75 years have been an exception and that there will be change over the next 40 years. I'll give you an easy one. Let's take a real easy one here. Let's tee this up. The bulk of baby boomers, right? What was at one time the largest generation? Millennials are the largest generation now because a lot of baby boomers have obviously passed. But at one time, they were the largest generation, 1946 to 1964. Today, their ages are age 59 to 77. They did have a lot of kids compared to their counterparts around the world. More on that later. But what is the wealthiest generation? It's the boomers. They enjoyed the greatest wealth growth in American history. They had pensions, Social Security, and savings. Three things that millennials, Gen X, and Gen Y really don't have. We don't have pensions. We might not have Social Security. And many of them don't have savings. But they had all three: pensions, Social Security, and savings. Now, when you retire, follow me here. What are you taught to do when you retire? What are these boomers going to do? The ones that have money. They're going to put that money in a safe place. They're going to put it in CDs, money market, cash. There's going to be less dollars to the tune of trillions chasing stocks in the stock market. Because what do? You get old, you've saved a bag of money, and you're told you better make sure that money, that bag of money, doesn't go down. You need to stick it somewhere safe. So they're going to pull it out of the stock market. This will change Wall Street. And Wall Street knows this. This is not news to them. They know it. But there's going to be less capital invested in stocks as the boomers retire, because they're the wealthiest generation. They're the generation with the money. They're retiring, and then they're going to stick it into these safe funds, not stocks. What else happens when you retire? Less consumption. So essentially the wealthiest and now the second largest generation. I said millennials are slightly larger, not much. There's a lot of boomers out there. So people are going to retire, less consumption. And we're going to talk about what that's going to mean and how that's going to change the economy and the supply chain. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What is Dale Walmsley, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, up to in today's market?
I'm out there right now looking and buying everything I can get my hands on for a better deal. A better deal than what I could get it for a week before. And I'll just keep buying. I did that back in 2008. I bought a property that was worth $35,000 a door. I bought it for $26,000 a door. Next month or so, I bought the same age property, and I bought it for like $19,000 a door. But by buying at 26 when they were getting killed from 35 down to 26, buying at 26, let the broker know I was a buyer in a downward spiraling market. And so from that point on, I bought three or four more. I can't remember exactly. I mean, I think it was four more I bought from there. And the brokers were just bringing them to me. Go, look, you seem to be the only guy buying right now.
Are you ready to take advantage of the wave of opportunity coming to those who know what they're doing? Join us for the free online workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to learn more about real estate investing or Lifestyles Unlimited, please send me an email. I'm happy to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. How easy is that? askmike@luinc.com. Tomorrow's going to be rather chaotic. There's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be more change than stability. Essentially, we're discussing how the last 75 years of unequaled world prosperity and industrialization, that's not normal. That's an aberration, okay? And I was just giving you one little tidbit that what at one time was the largest generation in the United States and the wealthiest generation, they're starting to retire now. And when they retire, they change where they put their money. They put their money in safer assets, not necessarily stocks or bonds or mutual. Well, bonds, I take that back. They should put it in real estate, but different show for a different day. And most of them won't. I think we know that. And when they retire, they're going to consume less. Okay. Again, we're talking about the wealthiest generation. Many of them are going to go on fixed income. They're not all as wealthy as you think. We've seen essentially the studies and the relationship between how much people actually have set aside. There are some that are doing quite well. In fact, this generation is doing better than all the other generations, but many will go on fixed income. They're not going to have discretionary money to spend. Well, fun fact, the United States economy just happens to be spending based. How will this affect these overly complicated supply chains? It's going to be interesting. Less consumption equals less demand. Less demand equals less production. What else? I'm convinced the boomer retirement will essentially break the bank. It is a massive drag on Social Security and Medicare. It is worse than you think. And unfortunately, our politicians are too childish to have an adult conversation and fix this thing. Okay? They're just not going to. They don't have the stones to correct the system. So again, chaos, change, which leads to opportunity for you as an investor. What else? There's so many boomers, there's really not enough workers to even pay into the system to support it, okay? It's a Ponzi scheme, right? Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. We need to wake up and admit it, okay? So that's just one small piece of the deglobalization that's going to occur, just one small piece. And I'm telling you, this is not news. Wall Street knows this. Washington, D.C. knows this. Go have some fun. Type online, should I cash out my 401k or should I cash out my IRA? Look at the marketing that is going on, because Wall Street knows this money's going to change. There is a pure frenzy of no. I mean, it's everywhere. Internet, social media, financial advisor, absolute full court press, because trillions are going to leave the market and they're going to go into cash and money markets. I've got more. And it's much darker. Now, let me give you the good news. The good news is, if you live in the United States, the world's going to be very chaotic over the next 40 years. You're going to be much better off than most of the folks that are out there. All right. So God bless the United States. God bless Texas. That's where I live. So I feel I'm blessed in that regard. But there's going to be, because of this change, there's going to be plenty of opportunity. Now, when I said some places are going to get darker than others, just look at what's going on in Venezuela and Sri Lanka right now. And if you don't know, there is a famine in the Western Hemisphere in Venezuela as we speak. People are starving to death in the Western Hemisphere, in a nation that was at one time the wealthiest nation, and the folks were the best off than any other country in all of South America. That's going on. Sri Lanka, people, there's not enough food in Sri Lanka. That's happening today. That's happening right now because of decisions those nations made yesterday and the day before are coming back to haunt them today. So the 2 points I'm making for this entire show, the decisions you make today will indeed determine your tomorrow. And in chaos, there is opportunity. So earlier I talked about the boomers in the United States. Now for the fun part, the one thing that the boomers here in the U.S. did compared to their peers in Asia and Europe, well, the boomers had kids. They had lots of kids, and we call them millennials. But no one else really did that. Post-World War II generations of Europe and Asia had very few children. This is kind of an American thing. And if you're driving right now, don't wreck. But I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, it might be the millennials that save us. That's a scary thought, okay? That is a scary thought. But there is a dark fact out there, and the world is dying. Literally. At some point in the early 2020s, one half of the world population will have fertilization rates that are less than replacement. What is replacement rate? So per woman, if you have 2.1 children, then that is a replacement rate, right? It takes a man and a woman to have a child. There's two of them. They have one child. That would be 1.0. If you can excel two children, even by a small one-tenth factor, 2.1 is replacement rate. It means your population is growing. Anything 1.9 or less means there's a population reduction. Where is this happening? Get ready. China, Korea, Japan, Thailand, Brazil, Germany, Italy, Poland, Russia, and Iran. All of those countries are essentially finished. They just don't know it yet. Their birth rate is so low, they'll never replace those alive today. And they're in for massive population declines. And that's not happening decades in the future. It's starting today. Pew Research has the Chinese fertility rate at 1.18 per woman. And based on that, somewhere between 2050 and 2070, and we can see 2050 from here, 2050 to 2070, the Chinese population will be less than one half of what it is today. That's 600 to 700 million less people in China. But what does that mean to you as a real estate investor? Imagine, what does China do that most of the world does on a much smaller scale? They are the global manufacturing and refinement hub of raw materials the world round. If you have iron ore, you don't turn that into iron in your backyard. You send it to China and they make the iron. If you need lithium to be refined, by the way, you battery people, you electric car people, there is so much energy that goes into the refinement of lithium. It's insane. And where do you do that? You do that in China. So is less people bad or good? I don't know. Less people means less food demand, means less energy use, means theoretically more for everybody else. But no, it's way more complicated than that. Less people to support an aging population. You'll see that here in the United States. But overall, there's not going to be enough food to grow because there's not the population to grow the food. There's not going to be enough people to make the energy. There's not going to be enough people to work in the industrialization plants. There's going to be massive supply chain disruption. Chaos and change will be global and no one will be immune. And imagine where these countries are just a shell of themselves. China, Korea, Japan, Thailand, Brazil, Germany, Italy, Poland, Russia. Now, what are the lessons? What's the good news? Again, like I said, if you're in the United States, you're going to be better off than the rest of the world. I'll give you just another fun fact. The United States has more navigable waterways in the United States than the rest of the world combined. Have you thought about that? Yeah, there's some big rivers, the Nile and the Amazon, but we've got rivers everywhere. That's good for us. It gives us the ability to move goods very cheaply from point A to point B. Now, the birth rate's declining in a lot of those countries that I mentioned earlier. If you missed that segment, you'll want to go back and get it. What's going to happen to manufacturing of some of these corporations? If they don't have the workers to work in those factories, they're going to look at the United States and go, you guys are great. You've got all this raw energy. You have all these raw materials. You're actually pretty good on your population. We'll come to you and manufacture there. And by the way, chances are they're probably already selling here. So why don't we just make it here if we're not going to make it where we've been making it for the last 50, 60, 70 years? We'll go to the U.S. and we'll make it there. Expect more immigration, right? If we're better off than the rest of the world, don't you think people are going to do everything they can to get here? Yes, both of those facts will favor rental property owners, right? If you've got clean, functional rental property, there's going to be more demand for that, right? That's good news. This is what we teach. We effectively teach you how to own clean, functional rental property. And oh, by the way, cash flow while you're doing it. And oh, by the way, grow your wealth, which, by the way, gives you that ability to navigate the chaos. And speaking of chaos, expect the unexpected. Expect it, right? Government's going to try new and previously unacceptable actions. And I think we all know that government actions create the opposite. Be prepared for more of this, right? An example, homeless handouts create more homeless. Oregon, I'm talking to you. If you pay homeless people $1,000 a month and they're talking about doing this right now, what's the result going to be? More homeless, right? I remember my father told me when I was a young kid, if you feed a stray dog, they're going to stick around. So if you feed a stray dog, you might as well adopt that dog. Because it makes no sense to just feed it and then think you're not going to feed it tomorrow. They're smart. They're going to stay around. Forcing Section 8 housing doesn't make poverty go away. What it does is it makes it easier to be in Section 8 housing. It decreases future housing starts, right? Investors don't want that. If you're forcing it upon people, that's going to make the problem worse. The Affordable Health Care Act made health care less affordable. Paying off student loans doesn't help the situation. It makes, essentially, it just adds to the epidemic of student loan debt, right? You're not fixing the problem. The Inflation Reduction Act, ding, ding, added more inflation. Expect more of this. You've got to stop wasting your time and acting surprised when these things happen, okay? Stop it. I want you to adapt and overcome. I want you to invest in assets. And because of chaos, you need to insulate yourself. If you live in an area geographically that is not pro-business, that does not respect private property, that has high crime and taxes, that condition will only get worse. The time to get out is now. Move somewhere that is pro-business or invest somewhere that's pro-business, right? Live where you want, invest where you want. Just understand that there's going to be two sides of the coin, right? Places that are pro-business and places that are not pro-business, all right? Places that have a sound belief in the protection of their citizens and private property, and there's going to be areas that don't. What else can you do? Stick to the fundamentals. Would you rather be tied to Wall Street that is going to have millions of people pulling trillions of dollars out of stocks and mutual funds? Or would you rather own rock solid cash producing tangible assets? I know where I am, and I know where I'm going to be in the future, right? What were the three things we said about real estate? It is a store of value, better than gold, better than silver. It is a hedge against inflation. And third, it is essentially providing you the capability, because you're growing wealth and you're creating cash flow, to navigate turbulence, right? It is, in a way, it's insurance, but it's more than that. It's capability is what it is. And it's nice to have capability in your pocket when you need it, right? A 322 rental property in a good area, in an area with good economics, in an area of job growth, in an area of stability, in an area that is pro-business, that respects property rights, that respects its citizens. Friends, I'm telling you right now, not only will that always have value, it will be even more valuable. Clean, functional housing will continue to be in massive demand. And with that, owning these assets, best product, best price. Be a superior owner and a manager. The slumlords will lose, especially if you've got government change. That's who's going to get pinched, right? You need to be a superior owner and a manager. And oh, by the way, it's the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Everyone deserves a clean, functional place to live. What else? What are the lessons here? Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't wait. Don't try to time the market, okay? Don't. Get involved now. Get involved today. What you do today only grows tomorrow. I reminded you, each and every year is better than the one previous. I sold a house in 2021, and I had over $100,000 capital gain. Easily. I paid no taxes on that gain. Why? Because passive loss offsets passive gains. So I paid essentially no taxes. But it was my actions, okay? So the house sold in December of 2021. But what made it possible to not have the capital gains tax? I followed the law. What made that possible? It was my actions in 2018, 2019, 2020 that helped me in 2021. So don't sit on the sidelines. Keep moving forward. Play the long game. The new normal is going to be unrecognizable. You need to be nimble. You need to adjust, adapt, overcome. What else do I want you to do? I want you to bake in resilience, right? Equity. You may need to carry more equity in your properties in the current economic state that we're in, right? Unless we get into a stable where sub 3% interest rates are going on for a decade, that might not be back. So you need to bake in some resilience, right? Fixed rate financing. Have your emergency fund in place. I'm not saying sit on cash. I'm saying have an emergency fund. Have multiple assets in multiple regions. And by the way, make sure they all cash flow. I know that sounds silly, but that's what we teach here at Lifestyles. That is rule number two, must cash flow. But folks outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, quote unquote, people that feel like they're investing in real estate, they don't. Some of these folks don't view cash flow as important. Cash flow is insulation. Cash flow is capability. And always remember, if you're not sitting on the sidelines, you're baking in that resilience, you're moving forward, you're sticking to the fundamentals, then you have set yourself up. You've done three things. You've created a store of value for your hard-earned wealth that, again, is going to remain a store of value. You've created that hedge against inflation that's here now. I'm not saying it's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be here for the near term, as far as I know, maybe at least another year, year and a half, maybe 2 years. Maybe it's normal. I don't know, because there's chaos and uncertainty. But if you're setting yourself up to protect against that, you're going to be just fine. And again, if you've got constant wealth growth, you're going to have that protection from change, chaos, and uncertainty. It's going to be great going forward as a real estate investor, friends. Remember, fools buy gold, investors buy the golden goose. And I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.